to the Ladies of Liverpool podcast.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Ladies of Liverpool.
With Leanne Campbell.
Well, hello there, ladies. Thank you for tuning in. Once again, I am delighted that you're making this your regular appointment every Friday. We chat to the most inspirational ladies in Liverpool about all things Liverpool. So if you're away from home, especially around this time of year, it's Christmas. I've got it all covered for you. But this is the last one before we go off for Christmas. Back though next week, so don't worry about that. We are going to be talking all things Christmassy with the lovely Holly Ellison. So you'll remember it from the voice. If not, give her a little Google. Check her out on YouTube. Some of her songs will literally blow your mind. But you're going to be here talking about how you find a fella after you've been on the telly, how your life changes after taking part in reality TV, and how you make scrambled eggs. It's going to be a good one.
Ladies of Liverpool.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Thank you, Holly, for coming in and having a sit with us.
Thanks for having me.
So local girl does well. Starting off, before we go any further, just tell everyone what they need to know about you.
So I'm a singer-songwriter, obviously from Liverpool, and I absolutely love performing. I was on The Voice this year. I got to the semi-finals.
You were Team Ollie.
Team Ollie all the way.
How
Holly
did you
and
go
Ollie.
About going on this? So before that, I imagine you're singing in clubs, you're doing gigs, you're writing in your bedroom.
Exactly, and it's so up and down, this industry, you probably know yourself. Mm-hmm. But I studied at Lipper for 3 years, right. So got my music degree. And then it was very much like, what do you do now, where do you turn? Because a lot of people say to me, you've got to move to London, but I love being from Liverpool. I love my roots.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to make a name for myself in Liverpool.
And there's so much going on here.
Yeah, definitely.
As well, isn't there? So whose idea was it to register?
Oh my God, so my mum done it without
telling
me. Now
you're dead close to your mum,
yeah.
aren't you? Tell us about your mum. What's your mum's name?
My mum, Joanne. So she's a nurse in Alderhay. And she's just so lovely, so supportive. Her and my dad have supported me. And she's always said, because to be honest with you, when you don't get where you want to be straight away, you feel a bit deflated and you don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah.
And I got a bit like, I didn't sing for a year before The Voice, you know.
Right.
And I was actually working as a receptionist.
So where were you working?
Audi.
Oh,
the
lovely.
Car, yeah. So I was working there and then I was just like, do you know what? If I'm going to do it, I've just got to go for it now. Well, you have to actually go to London first. Mm. And I don't know, something just told me to go for The Voice because they're not judging you what you look like.
Yeah.
It's all about your voice.
Is it an open audition? Do you go down just have to sing for someone?
Yeah, it's like, so there's two rounds of like the producers first, and then you do your VT. And now my VT was in the Met Quarter and it was hilarious.
So that's your video tape.
Yeah, it stands for video tape. but it was so funny. And like the people watching are seeing you as well, not just judging you from singing.
Yeah.
So it's your personality as well. Yeah.
And we've got bucket loads of that in this city.
Definitely.
So that's obviously got you over the edge. You can
well,
sing,
I don't know if you've
like
seen that they put Scouse Beard in my VT and I asked them to edit it out. Everyone was howling.
No, yeah. I didn't see that.
I was like, I'm a proper Scouse Beard. And then I was like, oh, why have they put that
in? Oh, see, they pick up on
funny.
These things,
yeah,
don't
yeah.
they? So there you are. You finally get told you're going to be on it.
Yeah.
How do you feel? Because you obviously know things are going to change at that point.
Oh, my God, it was terrifying. So the first one, they actually... So your first ever one, you're blind audition, so all the chairs are turned round and... They are literally like, if they turn, they turn. If they don't, you've just got to walk off stage. And, oh,
that's
my God. I was like, my whole career could be over just off that.
Yeah.
So it was so nerve-wracking. They actually changed the song on me as well. So I had like a day to learn this brand new song.
Now, so what were you supposed to sing?
Well, I wanted to do Issues by Julia Michaels.
Yeah.
I got issues. Love that. Mm-hmm. But they chose Sorry Not Sorry by Demi Lovato.
That's
so
what
it just
all
been
know.
Released.
Yeah, we all saw you do that.
Because to be fair, I always said I'd love to be like a Scouse Demi Lovato.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's quite cool, rock chick.
And that's your image,
yeah,
isn't
definitely.
It? Your image is quite rock chick, isn't
yeah.
it?
And a voice as well. Like she hits those high notes and she's just sassy, isn't she?
Yeah, she's brilliant. So they've seen you. And again, the producers have so much to say on all
God,
these kinds of
so
things.
Powerful.
Yeah. So they've literally seen you. You said Demi Lovato. They've gone, right, that's it. We're going to make a Scouse Demi Lovato. And that's what she's singing.
Yeah.
So were you nervous because you only had a day to learn?
Yeah, I was so nervous. And not only that, like you just rely on muscle memory, don't you, when you're on the stage, but with nerves as well. And don't forget, Will.i.am turned around in 2 seconds. I got the fastest ever turn that the show's ever had.
Oh, wow.
So as soon as I seen his face, I was like... I couldn't believe it. And then you try and remember the song, and luckily it did, and it just took over. But it was like an out of body experience, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
My poor mother was in the wings, near enough having heart
crying
failure.
Her eyes out.
Exactly.
I'm getting all goosebumps.
I know.
Will.i.am turned round, and your bottle's going to go.
Oh, my legs were shaking.
So, did all of them turn around then?
Will.i.am in 2 seconds, and then Ollie Mears turned round.
Mm-hmm. So, they had the battle of what team you were going to be on. Why didn't you go for Will.i.am?
Well, I always said backstage that I was going to go with Will.i.am. Hmm. Now, I was only told on the day who the fourth judge was. Because don't forget, all of you seen it, but we already recorded it all last year.
Right,
so it's pre-recorded. And they were like, it's Ollie Mears. And I remember thinking, Ollie Mears? I weren't expecting him. And then as soon as he was like, Holly and Ollie, he's from, you know, England. He's done well for himself. He's been on a show similar.
That's right. He'll have had
connected.
The same journey.
Yeah.
More
he's still in touch now. Do you know what I mean? And
he's
you know himself, yourself, like how he's, lovely and genuine
he's
he is.
Good mates of the Radio City Breakfast Show.
Yeah.
To the point where we literally took him to Tesco and Old Swan.
I believe
honestly,
so.
And just had a ball with him.
I
he's
love
such
that
good
video.
Fun. So have you got some nice memories of him? Or are you quite distant from the judges in real life?
In real life you are, and I'll be completely honest, Ollie was the only one that had turned up to rehearsals off camera.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have to be there.
Oh, we just made it his job.
Genuinely, like, and I'm so glad that I went with him, because to be fair, like, Will.i.am, as soon as the show's over, he goes back to Hollywood or wherever he is, whereas Ollie's still like, oh, you know, he's listening to me demos that I'm writing, because I'm writing at the minute for producers and stuff.
So he's giving you his say.
Yeah,
what
he's proper hands-on. He's so lovely.
That's nice. No, but I wouldn't doubt that for a minute. He's a good guy.
He wants to be Peter Pan now, doesn't
he? He's only got a couple
tell.
Of days left to turn up at our gig. He kept threatening he was going to turn up. I know, So every day we're like, we get our 5-minute call. We're like, oh, we've got 5 minutes to get into a Peter Pan costume.
Oh,
is Ollie going to turn up?
Them,
but you never
pants.
Know. And he is quite random. So it wouldn't surprise me.
I know.
If he just got up one day and went, I'm heading to Liverpool, I'm going to give them a knock on the dressing room door. We'll wait and see. Could happen.
Ladies of Liverpool.
Now, over the last year, you've obviously been under scrutiny a lot more than you were before you went on to The Voice.
Yeah.
So there's a bit of a difference in putting your picture up on Instagram, someone making a dodgy comment, and you go, oh, I'm not bothered. How has it affected you now on a big scale? Because, you know, you might be photographed out and about when you're not expecting it.
Yeah.
Pictures go online, and before you know it, everyone's having something to say. And you can't really say an awful lot back, can you?
No, you can't, exactly. But I've been really lucky that I haven't really had any enemies online, to be fair.
No trolling.
Touch wood. Well, I did a little bit on The Voice, but there was one person that commented on everyone on the actual Voices thing, but I didn't take any.
So there's a voice troll?
Yeah, there is a genuine voice troll. It's hilarious. And she's got a picture of like flowers on her profile. It's defo dodgy.
Yeah.
But I just laugh it off because I've got that many like genuine people that would write stuff back that I don't have to write anything anyway.
Yeah, you've got your tank,
and you just laugh at people like that because at the end of the day, I'm just trying to make something for myself and doing what I love. So, but one thing that I would say has changed massively. So before The Voice, I'd have the odd little fit lad sliding into me DM.
Yeah.
Don't get it anymore.
Everyone's scared of
the
Holly Ellison.
People must think that all I am is a singer and that's it.
Yeah, you
maybe
don't
that's
have a
what
life.
It is. I'm saying this to my mates, funnily enough, when we went out the other day, and I was like, I just feel like I've just turned 25 as well.
Mm.
And it's like, I'm a single Pringle, aren't I?
Oh.
Not that there's anything wrong with it, but
so you're looking for love? It's Christmas.
I am looking for love, but
you wouldn't mind one for Christmas. Still a couple of days to go.
Yeah, maybe.
So what do you look for in a fella? Do you look for someone who's in our industry? Do you look for someone totally different?
Well, I've never really gone for that. But I just like a really down-to-earth Scouse lad. They've got to be from Liverpool.
Yeah.
I know that's really sly to say that. Or maybe Ireland, because I do like that accent.
Yeah.
But number one is funny.
Mm-hmm.
If they're not funny, you know.
I think you're on the right line. I think sometimes when you're as focused as you are on your career, and you're in the zone right now, aren't you, babe?
Definitely.
She's there, she's willing it, she's writing, she's working her socks off. And I think to have a lad who's in the same industry, I've seen it before myself, and it's a struggle, it's hard, because if one of you's doing well and the other one isn't, you've got that competition in-house and you don't need that.
And say if you split up and then you've all got to work in the same scene.
Yeah, that's a good way of looking at it.
It's weird, isn't it?
I'm all for going for a lad who works for the council. So if anyone knows, lad, my fella's works
get
in the council.
Involved.
He's just dead normal. He doesn't give a care in the world
for
theatre, radio, anything like that. And I believe that's the trick behind
that's
our
the recipe
relationship.
Of your little, that's how it works.
That and the fact I don't invite him to anything work related. You know, you see people and they'll bring their other half and stuff. He comes to nothing with me. I'm
really?
Like, that's work.
I prefer that though.
Yeah, you go. You do
not
your
only
job,
that, you wouldn't want him to be like one of them, like off the back of you. Do you know what I mean? I'm loving like the attention.
Yeah, and
I don't like lads like that.
He would hate anyone coming over and talking to him who doesn't know. They don't know him. They don't know me. Anyone coming over and talking to him, it makes him so uncomfortable.
Really?
So he's like totally out of it. Oh. And that for me has been a big tip. We're like 20 years together now.
Wow.
So I think if I was going to give
a
tip out.
He's a diamond though, isn't he? Especially with your panto and everything. He's so supportive.
Yeah, well, that's because he's got my mum and dad.
Oh, really? Do they mind the kids then?
That's the truth behind it. My mum and dad, yeah. They support him so he can support me.
Support you, boss.
So that's how it works. So, okay, so anyone who's got like a fella who's a dead nice, down to earth, scouse lad,
yeah.
Normal job, want to take her on a date, yeah. You can message Holly.
Funny, got to be funny.
Message me, I'll vet them.
Yeah, okay.
Message me. So go to Leanne Campbell Power on Instagram. Send me pictures and I'll be like, he's nice. And I'll pass
can't
them on
to Can't be on Tinder or nothing like that. I couldn't do
have
that.
Have you ever done anything like that?
Never. No, it gives me anxiety, the thought of that.
So when have you met your past relationships? When and where have you met them?
I've never like met someone face to face. It's been Facebook.
Okay.
So my ex was Facebook, but because see, I'm all about the mutual friend thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't do strangers, which is maybe where I'm going wrong. Maybe I need to meet someone now.
Throw the net out there, widen the horizon.
Definitely.
I know, but it is scary.
It is scary, and I am the worst for first dates. Like, I don't want to eat in front of a lad. Is that bad?
Because your lippy's always so perfect.
No, but not even that. Like the thought of like tucking into a big meal and stuff, yeah. And then they ask you a question, your mouth's full.
Mm.
I'd just be ordering three prawns.
You are quite exposed, aren't you, when you do that? When you sit down and have a meal in front of someone if you don't know them. Speaking about your lippy, because your lippy is always spot on, and your makeup's always spot on. You've got this gorgeous little image. She's all like rock chicky. Is this you? Or have you been guided a little bit by the voice or your image as a singer? Does that sort of morph into your real life image?
Do you know what? Like when I was on The Voice, I was so lucky. I sent them off. I wanted everything to be perfect. You only get one chance, don't you, really?
Yeah.
I sent them like a mood board and it was like Fergie, Demi Lovato, Little Mix, that kind of look.
Yeah.
And like, I wouldn't leave the house without like making an effort,
yeah.
Unless I was just going to the gym and I had a day off or whatever. But that's just in me to be like that. I like getting my nails done, my lashes done.
Yeah.
But The Voice like helped me and they amplified like what image I was going for and give me a few
but
tips.
But they didn't
and stuff.
Say this is who you're going
to
be.
God, no, never. Even in styling, it was amazing. And so literally you go in to the wardrobe. So for each round, especially my battle outfit, that was my favourite outfit. They just give you like whatever you want to wear and they maybe say, oh, this looks better on camera or, you know, style it with these and stuff.
Yeah. They give you advice, but you were actually picking the clothes.
Definitely, yeah.
And the hair and the makeup.
Yeah,
you had to say
they had amazing makeup artists. But I'd say I'm more like either a leather jacket or a bit of sparkle and then tone it down with like a few, you know, like jeans.
Yeah.
Like rock chicky.
Yeah, I see that as you.
I've always been like that though, even when I was 7.
Really? You're always quite
I begged
like
my mum for painting leather knee-high boots. She was like, you can't be having them. It's just in me.
Ladies. All Liverpool. Everything Liverpool. Everything for ladies.
Career-wise, obviously your gigs have changed from before The Voice to now.
Yeah.
I want you to give me your best gig that you've ever done. Talk me through your best gig.
Oh God, that's a hard one. My best gig?
Is there a moment where you've stood on a stage and you've gone, this is fantastic. This is why
all
I went
the time,
on The Voice.
All the time, Leanne, like genuinely.
Yeah.
Recently, I think, and more so the song choices I'm doing now, I'm getting standing ovations and stuff, and it's just amazing. Like, I love, even like nightclubs, so I love singing at nightclubs, that's what
okay,
I've been
so
doing.
They're your favourites?
Yeah, with Lee Butler.
Oh, fab.
So I've been doing stuff with him, because I love like the old school Liverpool anthems and stuff.
Yeah.
And like when everyone's singing along to you and it's just boss, you know, especially in Liverpool, it's boss. And the second I'm like, I can remember planning, people are like off their heads. And
so what you're writing now, is this reflecting the old school Liverpool scouse house?
Not really, maybe melody wise. So like a big vocal and stuff. I'm doing more so like MK kind of vibe.
Oh, okay.
So he reached out after The Voice.
Wow.
He found me on Instagram. And he was sending me a few tunes, so I've been like top lining for him and
that's
stuff, which
great.
Is out of this world. Been writing with other producers and stuff. So I don't really share a lot of that on my Instagram yet because
I'm
writing.
Can you?
Yeah, exactly.
And especially because a lot of the time, and in this industry, you can get promised the world.
Yeah.
And until it's actually happening or it's signed, sealed, and delivered,
you
don't want your lane, you get burned.
Definitely.
You don't want to talk about it because you just want what's happening to speak
and
for
itself.
And it's
cool to just do it and then.
Yeah.
And
boom,
then drop the song.
I love that.
One day.
What about the worst gig you've ever done? Because I've done some snidey gigs in the past.
Oh, my God. So, this is hilarious. I've even got a video. So,
where were you? What were you
Fannington
doing?
Fannington, and I can't even think of what it's called.
Fannington?
An old man's social club, right?
Been there.
But when I got there, bless them, he was 103.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, we've got another room in here, swanking about this room.
Yeah.
It absolutely stunk. It had like old carpet and whatever. And I was like, where do I set up my equipment here then? Because I had to like drag all my equipment
and
I think I was only getting about 120 quid made up.
Yeah.
And what I did was, I didn't want to go on my own. So I said to my little brother, so he's like 5 years younger than me, I went, I'm singing at a fashion show if you want to come. And straight away his eyes lit up. Oh, are you? Yeah.
Girls in bikinis.
Exactly,
I mean,
yeah. He came with me only to be greeted by these old people, bless them.
And he has to sit with them then because you take a guest when you're
playing
clubbing.
Bingo when we got there, and mm-hmm. he's like, that couldn't, but he was laughing, so I was laughing. Oh, it was terrible. And then I had to get up and sing.
Did they have Open the Box?
What's that?
Open the boxes when, like, if you've ever been part of a cabaret band or anything like that, you know, you are playing second fiddle to Open the Box. That's the main event. You could be Kylie Minogue, but Open the Box, top trumps you every time. So they have a box and you get a key and you have to go and open the box with the key. Yeah. And every week, the people who come, like the committee members all set it up, and then someone might win, like, 30 quid
wow.
or something like that, and it's a big deal.
Should do that here
yeah.
with our listeners.
Have you ever weed in a sink behind the stage in a social club because you didn't want to come out and go and use the toilets?
Never done that in my life, no, I can honestly say.
No, me
Have
neither.
You?
No. moving on. What about...
No.
What about, have you ever had a baby sham in these social clubs?
What?
A baby sham?
What the hell's that?
I'm going to treat you to a baby sham. I'm going to bring a baby sham into our dressing room.
What is
after
it?
This interview.
Okay.
When we go back to the Echo Arena, me and you are going to share a baby sham.
I hope we're not sharing a frigging dressing room after what you've just said about the sink. I've been brushing my teeth in there.
Ladies of Liverpool.
Let's talk about the perks then of reality TV, because obviously there's a few downers for it. You're out there, you've had your trolls from The Voice and stuff like that, but when it comes to the perks, freebies has got to be up there.
Oh, it's got to be up there. Everyone loves a little freebie, don't they?
Freebie. What's the best freebie you've ever had?
Well, it's got to be, because we were talking about this little Jack's hoodie.
Yeah.
It's one of my favourite. I live in it.
Steve's going to be delighted.
I know.
So Jack's way. Oh, yeah. Look at us promoting.
I know,
she's
a warm man today, but we'd look so.
We would have in our matching jumpers. I've got mine on now.
Yeah.
The cosiest little jumper.
Literally.
So clothes, if you're getting freebies, it's the clothes.
Oh, I've had some amazing clothes, and especially Cinder's party dresses.
Oh,
her outfits and Hailwood the way she styles me. She's fantastic.
Lovely Deb. She has got the biggest range, I think, of dresses.
I can't wait to like do my next ball or something, because I'm like, what can I wear?
She's amazing at what she does. Going back like years and years and years ago, the best freebie I ever had, and it probably doesn't sound that glamorous, when I was pregnant with our Joseph, I got an email from Mamas and Papas. So they just opened in Liverpool one, going back 8 years, and they said, come in, pick any pram you want.
No.
And it's on us now.
As if.
Prams are like, you go up to like a grand, can't you? Or above. So I went in with my mum this day, heavily pregnant, just delighted. Picked a pram. Then they went, pick an outfit. Do you know what? Pick a few blankets. Pick a few. A lorry turned up at our house with Mamas and Papas stuff. And that was probably, apart from
the day
he was born and our Annabelle was born, one of the best days of my life.
Shout out to Mamas and Papas.
I know.
Legends.
I know. I was in a little terraced house. This van could barely come down the street.
Proper appreciation.
At the time.
It,
and I was thrilled.
And you needed it. And it's not something stupid that, like, you used it and you.
Yeah, and I used it again for our Annabelle, because God love it. Yeah. She never got another one.
Ladies of Liverpool.
Right. We're heading into Christmas and the new year. So I want to know from you now, almost like, do you believe in the secrets?
Oh, definitely.
Right. So you're going to ask. We're going to believe and you're going to receive.
Okay, go on.
A couple of things that 2019 is going to bring for you. Now, I want detail, Holly. It's all about the detail.
Yeah.
You can't be like, I want a record deal, I want this, that. You've got to tell me what the song's going to be like, where you're going to perform it, what you want. Might not even be career.
What I can smell when it happens.
Come on, this is what we want, details.
Oh, God.
So 2019 for Holly Ellison will include this.
So I want to release my first record.
Mm-hmm.
But I want it to be like a feature with like a cool DJ. I've thought about this.
Okay.
And that's actually what I'm doing at the minute with a couple of producers. So I've got a few options.
Yeah.
But I wanted to make it perfect. So I'm thinking late next year, I'll have released my first track.
Well, I'm going to add to this then. So I'm going to plan a Ladies of Liverpool charity lunch that everyone listening to this can come to.
Amazing.
Buy a ticket to, and we'll pick a great charity to get involved in.
Yeah.
And I think you should perform that single at that gig.
Definitely.
Okay, so that's good. So
that's on the cards.
You're going to be all over the place with this single of yours.
Yeah.
What else?
So not a lot of people know, but I absolutely love acting.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been going to a few acting like classes at the minute.
Yeah.
I don't want to say classes, like workshops, because
I
really want to get into soaps.
Okay.
Like, that's what I'd absolutely love to do. Because I used to be an extra on Hollyoaks and stuff. And
yeah.
I used to always look at them and think, I can do that.
Yeah.
But it's someone believing in you, because you've got to have a really good agent. But I've actually found one. I've just had all new headshots.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do my show reel next year.
That's brilliant.
Starting next
year. It's tough with the soaps and stuff, isn't it? You say it's about having the right agent. It's about knowing the right people, to be in the right place at the right time.
Your face doesn't fit.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. The amount of times I went for Brookie and was down to the last two and just never
You'd
ever.
You'd be amazing.
Just never ever.
I feel like you were on it.
I know. But
you should bring out a Brookie.
What's meant is meant. I do believe that.
No, totally.
And maybe if Brookie comes back, it'll be my time.
You can be my sister.
Yeah. We'll just have a little family.
Oh, my God.
Love that. Okay, so what about love? We've done work. What about love? Would you like to find the love of your life for 2019? Are you not ready maybe to commit to that?
See, it's a hard one, that. Like, I would, but they've got to be okay with the fact that I might just go and do a tour somewhere. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Because I've been doing lots of tours, especially for the British troops, which is amazing.
And
all over the world
that,
doing it. It's absolutely out of this world. You wouldn't believe what people are up to right now. And you think, oh, it only happens on, you know, films and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But they're so grateful and they love it when you sing. And I've done it alongside Catherine Jenkins as well, who's amazing. So I love anything like that. But going back to love, they've got to be okay. And they've got to be really busy and driven as well.
Yeah.
I can't be with someone who's not, because then it's a bit unbalanced, isn't it?
Definitely, yeah. You need someone with loads of drive.
I would like to meet someone lovely, though, and I know my mum wants me to.
I'm no psychic, but I feel like it's on the cards.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
It's 2019.
I just think
year.
You're in a really good place, aren't you, now? Everything's picking up. The agent's sorted.
Yeah.
You're just taking part in a big show at the arena.
You know, got a little
you're writing all your stuff.
Yeah.
You're getting loads of attention for the right reasons.
Mm.
It seems like the next normal thing to happen in your little story.
Maybe.
What about, are you still living at home?
Yeah.
Would you like to move out?
Well, I moved out for a while, and then as soon as I moved back in, I was like literally, my dad is like a proper chef. He's actually a mechanic, but the way he cooks, you can't be on a diet in my house. And I come home, my tea's put in front of me, like everything's done, and I just think, why would I move out on my own?
Yeah.
I'd move out if I met someone, right?
That's right. And
but
for now,
my dog's my world, as if I'd leave him.
And your money's your own.
Exactly.
And that's always a brilliant thing about living at home.
Yeah.
So finally, just talking about food and stuff.
Yeah.
Solve this for me.
Go
How
on.
Do you make scrambled egg?
Scrambled egg.
Do you make a good scrambled egg? How does your dad make scrambled egg?
So in a frying pan.
Got to be in a frying pan.
Yeah.
And so then, not in the microwave?
Not in the microwave. I think he puts a splash of milk in it.
Just this seems to be the thing.
Yeah.
It's the milk where a lot of us are going wrong.
Mm.
No, this has come from nowhere, but it's something I often talk about, because you can't beat good scrambled egg.
You can't.
And it's got to be in a pan. It's a tiny bit of milk. Would you throw butter in it?
Tiny bit, or probably at the minute, coconut oil.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now you're mixing things
just
right
to
up.
Grease the pan up a bit, and then put your egg in.
Yeah.
Tiny splash of milk. And then what he does is constantly does this until it goes like...
Just mixing it up.
Yeah.
Fluffs it up.
Yeah, a bit of pepper, but maybe not salt, I don't know.
And how do you feel about avocado?
Love avocado.
Yeah, I love avocado.
I got avocado for the fit. Do you say ava or ova?
I call it avocado.
I'm like in between, like avocado.
Avocado.
I'm just like...
Maybe if you posh, you say avocado.
Avocado.
That seems right, but I do say avocado.
I do like avocado.
If you go to a good cafe, like a proper Scouse cafe, and they're just mixing it up, starting to throw avocado on the menu, you'd go, do you want avo?
Let's do this. Avo.
Bacon on. Do you want avo?
Friggin' hell.
On the bacon on.
I've never heard of that one. Love that.
Yeah.
But I do like it, but I got some, and it was like really hard, and you had to leave it for ages.
And that put you off.
So I put, but it has to be...
Well, listen, we've literally sorted out some of the biggest issues in the world today. And I thank you for joining me. This is an inside look at what we talk about in the dressing room whilst doing Peter Pan. She's Tiger Lily. I'm Tinkerbell. You can come and see us for the last couple of days. If you haven't had a chance, don't worry about it. I'm sure we'll be back next year, fingers crossed. Holly Ellison, thank you so much, babes.
Thank you for having me.
Ladies of Liverpool. Everything Liverpool. Everything for ladies.
Well, there you have it, ladies. That was Holly Ellison. I hope you're loving these podcasts as much as we all are. If you do know someone who should be a part of these podcasts, who've got something to say, a Liverpool girl doing well maybe, or got a story that we all should hear, then make sure you get in touch via the social pages. Search us out, ladiesofliverpool.com. So have a very Merry Christmas, and we're back next week. Don't miss us.
Thanks for listening.
Subscribe now
via the iTunes Store.
Hear more from the Ladies of Liverpool
via ladiesofliverpool.com.